From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Following a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Saturday, Iraq's prime minister declined an offer from Turkey to take part in the battle to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State. Haider al-Abadi insisted that Iraqi, Kurdish, and other local forces will handle the battle and liberate Mosul and the rest of the territory with no problems, adding that if help is needed, we will ask for it from Turkey or from other regional countries. As Carter met with Iraqi leaders and coalition commanders in Iraq to review the operation to retake Mosul from IS militants, intense fighting continued near the country's second-largest city. The United Nations and other officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday shows that President Bashar al-Assad's government may be responsible for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. The UN is scheduled to discuss the report next Thursday. An Afghan Taliban delegation has traveled to Pakistan from Qatar for talks with officials to raise various issues, including arrest of some insurgent leaders, shutting down of some religious seminaries for Afghan refugees, and increasing problems facing the displaced community in the neighboring country. A senior Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA the three-member delegation has been dispatched to Islamabad from its political headquarters, the capital of the Gulf state, to convey concerns and get information on what prompted the arrest of the Taliban. This is VOA News.